are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Did you have a good Monday?
I did, yeah. I was off from my other job, my work, actual work job.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cool. It's nice.
That is nice.
Didn't have to, like, do anything.
Yeah.
Chilled out.
Look at her. Lula, is that a new friend? Oh my God, she loves you.
She's so sweet. I love dogs, but we can't have dogs in our apartment that I live in, so don't have dogs. Yeah.
I love dogs. Yeah. They're the best.
They really are the best.
Hi, Rosk. I know you want to play with your toy. I know, but you're not going to. Do you start recording? Like, are you recording right now? Okay. Brian always does that to me too. He like sneaks the recording on.
I've been doing it for six some years, but like I forgot to hit record so many times.
Yeah. Just start. Oh man. Roscoe, good boy. Oh my God. No. God, he's being so bad. Let's see
so
here.
How goes it?
It's going well. I'm just like,
what is
know.
Babes to Know?
Babes podcast. To Know. Babes to Know podcast is a story. It's basically a storytelling podcast. So people come on and they choose to tell whatever they want to about their lives. And often I'm just like kind of steering the ship. So it's like I try to talk as little as possible. And just like ask questions when I have them and, you know, direct the conversation, that kind of thing. But I like the conversation, I have structure and narrative. So it's not like, you know, it's not like just like running bits on each other, like for an hour, cause that's boring. So I don't know. Do you listen to a lot of podcasts or no?
I listen to some podcasts.
Okay.
I get on podcast streak.
Yeah.
Then I stop. Yeah.
Have you heard, Pete Holmes' podcast? He's a comedian and he just like, they just run bits on each other back and forth the whole time. And then he's just like cackling with laughter into the microphone.
Laser.
And it's like impossible to like listen to. It's just unlistenable. So I was like, that's not what my podcast is going to be like.
Mm-mm.
So anyway, I'm just like talking shit on Pete Holmes now, but he seems like a very nice man. I don't know.
You
don't have to use the mic stand, but just use your cheapy mic. So you just want to make sure you're relatively close to it, I guess.
Okay. I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me.
I just like always get really close, probably.
It's kind
too
of
close.
Big, so I was like,
yeah.
I don't know if you can actually hear me talk.
Have you been interviewed before?
No.
Okay.
Not good. For the Tart Peach or anything that revolves around that.
What have you been interviewed for?
Like in school?
Yeah.
For shows.
Okay. And are you an artist?
Performer, so like performer. Vocal performer. Yeah, I have my degree in vocal performance.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I went to Capitol, graduated last year, so last May.
Okay,
and since then, doing lipstick and like random stuff.
Jobs.
Yeah.
So you just like do jobs to support your lipstick habit? Is that right?
Kind of. Yeah, the lipstick thing kind of came out of. I got a job at a bistro and was bored at the bistro and wanted to have a creative side.
Yeah.
My boyfriend and I lived together. We met at Capitol in a jazz band.
Yeah.
So I was a singer. He was a pianist.
Yeah.
So we lived together. So that's kind of creative.
Yeah.
The singing and playing.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do something like that. I was learning something new, learning something with my hands and things. So he bought me for my birthday last year a lip balm kit.
Yeah.
And so I started mixing random stuff together, just in, like beeswax and oils, jojoba oil and castor seed oil and all that stuff together and trying to make something that actually works.
Yeah.
I took a lot of tries and fails, but it was really fun. And I started wearing it and people would be like, wow, where's your lipstick from? Like, I make it.
Yeah.
And so from there, I bought lipstick tubes, like designed the logos, things like that. The logo itself, like the Tart Peach, is actually a blog that I started.
Okay.
When I was a sophomore in college.
Okay.
So as a sophomore, I wanted to make a travel blog and do all that kind of fun stuff, so that to let everyone know what I was doing. Because I'm all over the place all the time.
Yeah.
Don't know what I'm doing. So I was like, let's just make blog posts.
Yeah.
So that's really what the name comes from. And actually the original, like the tart peach name was just something that I pulled out of my notebook. Yeah. Yes. Like the ditzy chick was mm-hmm. another thing. Mm-hmm. The tart peach, people always make fun of the name because it could be like the fuzzy Tangelo or something like any noun.
Like, yeah.
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 Whatever.
It's a really cute name.
It's cute. Yeah. It's cute now because I can be like, ah, yeah, I'm the tart peach. Like, yeah. I'm tart. I'm a peach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm both.
Yeah.
But at the time I came up with like a really weird backstory on it. Like, what does this name mean? And I thought of like picking a peach.
Yeah.
That wasn't ripe off of a tree.
Yeah.
And eating it and expecting it to be juicy and lovely. And actually you picked it before it's prime and all this stuff. It like, there was this deep, meaningful.
Yeah.
Meaning behind it. Now the tart peach is just kind of lipstick.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's where that comes from.
Wow.
And I'm doing it now, cool. Doing craft shows. I sell wholesale in Utah, Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Some places here in Columbus. Replenish 165 Jewelry.
Yeah.
That's been really fun. Really weird adventure because I make it all myself. So
yeah,
it's all like.
That's what I was going to ask. Yep. You make it all yourself?
Put all the stickers on the lipsticks.
Wow.
Mix, pour, put it into a mold. Yeah.
Well, how do you. Okay, take me through the process of making a lipstick. Yeah. I'm fascinated because I'm obsessed with lipstick.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is like very, like mm-hmm. I want to know all the nuts and bolts.
Yep.
Just like get gritty.
Get dirty with yeah. it. Well, originally why I started making lipsticks is like I couldn't find ingredients.
Okay.
In any of the name brand lipsticks. Like even if you look online,
yeah.
you can't find ingredients.
Right.
Like what am I putting on my face?
Right.
You don't know.
What it's is like going into my skin?
I feel like most cosmetics is like that.
Yeah.
But right now I'm focused on lipsticks. So it's kind of like I'm just looking for ingredients in lipsticks. So,
yeah.
I started researching what were actually in lipsticks because I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Researching organic lipsticks, things like that. And most of the ingredients were like 20 to 25 ingredients long.
Okay.
And they were names I didn't understand.
Yeah.
So I kind of just went down to like, Bowline Apothecary in Clintonville. It's where I live.
Okay.
And kind of got like beetroot, beeswax. There's oils. So just, what did I even use at the first time? It's like, oh gosh. It's like sunflower seed oil, jojoba oil, castor seed oil.
Yeah.
But started blending everything. And at first I couldn't make it stand upright. So you put it in a mold and it would just like fall over, like melt over. And
no way.
You had to add more beeswax. It's like trial and error. So
yeah,
the main ingredient is a castor seed oil.
Okay.
Which is a tiny like bean looking thing that they extract the juices from.
Yeah.
Yep, it's kind of like olive oil, like everyone eats it, but you don't really know.
You don't know where
it's like, ooh, is it pressed? Is it
right.
like, yeah, I don't really know, but
okay.
Yeah, that's that. Beeswax. There's, oh gosh, I basically melt it all down,
yeah.
whatever there is inside there. I think I used shea butter at one time. The ingredient list now is like pretty small.
Yeah.
There's a vanilla essential oil. There's hydrogenated castor seed oil. With castor seed oil.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes it any difference. But yeah, it's basically it's a lot of stuff, but
natural
boiled
stuff.
Down. Natural yeah. stuff that's boiled down.
Okay.
In a pot, like in a glass jar on a stove, boiled down to make clear liquid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you color it? You
yeah, there's
it?
I have like micas, like mineral pigments.
Okay.
And there's also just dyes. So like there's your red dyes,
yeah.
Carmine, which is actually crushed beetle, crushed bugs. So carmine is like a bug.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wait, what color is it?
It's like a dark red.
Really?
It's bug blood. Yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Bug blood?
It's called carmine. No.
Where do you get it?
Well, it's everywhere. It's in every lipstick, basically.
No
well,
way.
Well, that's not vegan. Actually, technically by vegans, it is considered not vegan, but
yeah.
most companies that say that they're cruelty free use it. And
yeah,
that's the standard.
Right.
But they take, I guess it's like 70,000 bugs,
just
boil
like
them in water. Yeah. I'd have to find it. Like I researched so much cause I was so confused.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like 70,000 bugs or I don't think it's pounds. I think it's bugs. 70,000 or 70,000 pounds.
To make like that's, one batch.
To make one, you're like 10 pounds of carmine.
Shut
yeah.
up.
It's something weird. But
my God.
Yeah. That and then you wild. Have all of your oxides, which are like iron and oxygen exploding into make color.
Okay.
You have all these different kind of color sources.
Yeah.
People use mica, which is this powder that they need to mix in.
Yeah.
And then you can also use like dyes that are dispersed in castor oil, castor seed oil.
Yeah.
That make it a bit easier to use instead of like sitting there and like mixing. Yeah. It's just already like drop.
Yeah.
So you do that after everything's melted down. And then you add your flavoring. So you add like vanilla. I use a vanilla essential oil. You can use any type. People like use, like spearmint. Lavender. Yeah. People use synthetic fragrances or artificial artificial goodies.
Yeah.
Which is, if you look in some of your lipsticks, it's like fragrance.
Yeah.
What kind of fragrance?
Who knows?
No one knows. It just says fragrance. So that you add that to it.
Okay.
Make sure it's diluted properly.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to have like an essential oil that you put on your lips and it's horrible for you.
Right.
Your lips bleed or something. I don't know how that would go.
I like when a lipstick has like a little bit of like vanilla
in
it. And it like smells good.
I used to wear Maybelline like all the time. I love the, theirs smells like cake.
Yeah.
I don't know what even it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Couldn't find the ingredient for it. So I'm like, I don't know.
Fragrance.
Fragrance. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Once that's done. Yeah, I used to have a 4-unit mold that was made out of clay, and it was a real pain to put in there because it wouldn't come out properly. Anyways, I upgraded to an all aluminum.
Ooh.
Yeah, all aluminum baby, and it's 12 units. So like, you basically take the hot liquid, pour it in the mold.
Yeah,
and this is pretty much like industry standard, but I just do it by hand.
Yeah,
they're in like larger cosmetic factories. It's, done by a machine that just like boom, 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 boom. All of like this huge machine.
Right.
Like filling it. And then it's frozenified.
Yeah.
For however long. I do 15 minutes. So I put it like, used to be in the freezer, but then now I put it in the like fridge, like mini fridge for 15 minutes. Let it solidify. Pull off the top, take your tube, put it on there, pull it off and you have a lipstick. Like, and you just like, twist it off and then that's good.
Oh my God.
That's a lipstick. Yeah. It's very weird.
That sounds like a really fun hobby.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
I brought some lipsticks actually.
Oh, show me everything.
Those are all the colors that I have.
Oh my God. Mm. Okay. Wait, I see some are like liquid.
I have two liquid lip. Well, I have one lip gloss, which is the shimmery white.
Oh my God. It's beautiful.
And it's like iridescent, so it's blue, green, and yellow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And is this like edible glitter? What is it?
It's,
or no, it's just glitter.
It's like not edible. You shouldn't eat it.
You shouldn't eat
definitely.
It.
You shouldn't like just put it in your hand and eat right? it. It's definitely like you can put it on your lips, and if you accidentally swallow it, you're fine. Like,
it's fine. I don't know anything.
It's not food glitter. No.
This is beautiful. But this is a beautiful color.
Yeah, that's. I feel like a liquid lipstick. It's highly pigmented.
Yeah.
But it's a bunch of stuff in there. Different colors like blended together. But yeah, all the stickers are made and I put it all on there.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
It's pretty fun.
Wow. Like, how long does it take you to make 12?
30 minutes probably.
Really?
To mix all the stuff together and then.
Oh, I love this marbled one.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's gorgeous.
I think it's cool to do different things. Like marbling I've gotten into. I want to get into like. Like just weird stuff, like half and half lipsticks and things like that.
Ooh, yeah.
Trying to find ways to invent
different
cool
ways
of looking at lipstick.
They all look really smooth. Oh my God.
I don't even know what that one is.
It's marbled.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty. Okay. So
but yeah.
So do you only wear your lipstick now?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Do you still have like a little guilty pleasure for like a long wear lipstick?
No, actually.
Really?
No.
Interesting.
I know. I have a lot of lipsticks that I previously had.
Yeah.
And they're all in my cabinet.
Yeah.
If I make it and I'm selling it, I might as well just wear it.
Right.
Like, all the time.
Yeah, it's like an advertisement everywhere you go.
Some of my lipsticks are a little long-wearing. like, some of the reds are more long-wearing than some of the other ones.
Okay.
So, I say, like, you can get through about 2 meals with just regular, like, that lipstick.
Yeah.
The Be Mine liquid lipstick is like super pigmented, so it's pretty long lasting.
Okay.
But as far as long lasting goes, the ingredients that keep it on your lips are a bit harsh.
Yeah.
Like that's
right.
Yeah.
I imagine.
That's why my ingredients are so small, just because it's like you cannot even imagine. Like there's sometimes plastic inside of lipsticks. Like what, how do you get that in there? Like melted plastic.
Ew.
Yeah. You'll see it like in the ingredient list. Like, yeah,
that
you'll
is
see it.
Sick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I hate it. I hate
it's
it.
It's pretty gross, yeah.
But I love lipsticks so
I know.
Much. I'm just going to have to start buying all of mine from you.
All of them. Just buy all of them.
I love... No, I will. I probably will, honestly. Because here's the thing. I am obsessed with like supporting like local women business owners.
That's me. I'm very
and, like,
small.
I'm there. I'm
just like by myself in
I'm
my
here.
Kitchen.
Yeah. I haven't bought a lipstick in a while. Recently, someone gave me Lip Sense.
Oh, God. How
talk
is
to
that?
Me. Talk to me about it.
I feel like I don't understand. I just don't. I honestly, the same thing. I tried looking up the ingredients.
Yeah.
And like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Where is it? Like, where are the ingredients? And how does it stay on your lip? That's bad.
Yeah.
It shouldn't stay on your, like, whatever that chemical is that's keeping it there.
Yeah.
And like, when you rub it and it doesn't come off.
Yeah.
It's like, you like rub, like deep, a deep rub.
Yeah.
And like nothing's coming. That's not good. It should be like, it should be edible and should come off.
Yeah. It smells like alcohol.
Does it really? I haven't, I've never seen one.
Yeah. I have like, okay. I put it on my lips this morning because I was like,
I have to see it because the sticker on the bottom like annoys me because it's usually off center. I don't know. I've seen a couple of them online. I've never actually seen one in real life.
Okay, this is the gloss that I have in my. Oh no,
see,
it's the
like,
remover.
The labeling looks like a 14-year-old did it, so I just don't understand.
Oh, there is ingredients on this.
It's on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, it smells like alcohol because I think most of the ingredients.
See, like the last thing is flavor.
Yeah.
What's flavor?
It tastes bad though. It tastes horrible.
The first ingredient is alcohol.
Yeah. Right.
It's iso.
That's the remover. I don't
oh,
know what.
God.
I have the rest of it upstairs.
Oops. Remover.
Yeah.
Weird. I have never seen one of these guys before.
Yeah. But I tried it and it does last forever.
For sure.
But like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows what's in it?
No animal testing. That's good.
Well, that's good, I guess.
You know, I just don't. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's definitely.
Senegence is what it. Like, Senegence is the company that makes
it. Yeah, it's definitely a pyramid scheme.
Senegence.
Like, 100%.
For sure. People make money off of selling these.
Yeah.
But, like, feel it. It's like, what is that?
Yeah.
What am I holding?
It? Yeah.
It's so, I'm always interested in seeing that kind of stuff because, like, what is that?
Yeah. I don't know.
The names are like, Tricopulsol.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
If you can't pronounce it, it's kind of like what's in your food. Like if you can't pronounce it, maybe
don't eat it.
Put it in your body.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, as far as like cosmetics go, I'm not super. I mean, because I obviously use dyes. So like those aren't sometimes, you know, obviously natural. I don't actually even know where the dyes come from.
Yeah.
I've tried researching still.
Yeah.
Don't know. And like, cosmetic chemistry has been interesting to research about because the idea of chemistry is making new things. And the reason why we have these things is because they do work. You know, so when you go back on, I've tried using beetroot powder and making a lipstick and it's not,
it's
not possible. It's so difficult.
Wow.
And these things are invented, you know, by chemists so many years ago because they actually work.
They work better.
And there are studies and some, you know, the whole thing like, is coconut oil bad for you? Is coconut oil good for you?
Right.
Don't eat coconut oil. It's the same thing with like dyes. No one actually knows what happens.
No one knows.
And so I'm on both sides of them.
I'm
on both sides of that boat. I'm like, go natural.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all the way, I'm like 90% natural. The dyes are, they're not technically natural, but they can't, I don't know. Who knows?
You just don't know.
Who
there's not,
literally knows?
The research, there's not enough research.
There's nothing.
There's nothing.
Literally nothing. And so like the vegan brand's lipstick, you know, without beeswax, which I actually learned how beeswax is made. I was telling you about that. Like taken, it's extracted, not made, but I guess made by bees. But
The bees make it.
Yeah, they make it. But not by not humans. I meant, humans don't make beeswax.
Right.
They can extract beeswax.
Yeah.
But, what was I even going with that? I forget.
Chemicals. I think you were talking about chemicals.
Yeah.
Chemistry.
Oh, yes. The chemistry in making the lipstick. But the beeswax, I got distracted with the beeswax.
Yeah. Well, you can talk about that.
I'm talking about the beeswax now. Oh my God. Lost it. Oh, vegans. I was talking about vegan lipsticks.
Yeah.
Like vegan lipstick doesn't contain beeswax, but it still contains all of these awful chemicals. So like,
So like what?
So where in life should you choose? You know
right,
what I mean? Like,
right.
what do you choose? All natural, vegan, or I mean, if you look at the like super all natural that only use like beetroot, or like they're $34 tubes of lipstick. They're like 45 tube. It's like really expensive.
Oh my gosh.
So I feel like there needs to be a happy medium.
Right, right.
Anyways, and talking about beeswax.
Yeah.
Like beeswax is going back. Everyone going back because I was reading, you know, I say I'm a cruelty free brand, but I want to know how beeswax is extracted.
Yeah,
like I don't understand. How
is it bad for bees? Is it good? What's
it's
going
actually
on?
Not bad for bees.
Okay.
Sometimes the only way that it's bad for bee if it's like the bee is being treated poorly.
Okay.
Yeah, like in a bee factory of sorts. In a hive.
Bad conditions.
In a hive. I guess.
Bad working conditions.
Yes. Bad working. Yes.
They need to really, unionize.
They do.
They really do.
There's lots of them, but they're not working together. So
yeah, no.
different hive minds. But they're, I guess PETA claims that in some hives, they clip off the queen bee's wings so that she doesn't fly. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know. So
yeah.
I read that.
Yeah.
But as far as like locally grown, you know, bee farms,
yeah,
what happens is bees go out, they like get their stuff, they get their pollen, mm-hmm. they like suck it up, whatever they do, you know.
Who knows?
And they have this like, I think of it as like dandruff for bee, but mm-hmm. when they come back, they're like, oh God, like this has got to get this stuff out of me.
Yeah.
Like, and it falls off their belly. Like this weird,
that
made my
skin crawl a little.
Yeah. This stuff falls, like this flaky stuff.
Powdery
stuff,
yeah,
falls off their bellies while they're making their hive or whatever the hell they're making.
Yeah.
They're making something.
Yeah.
And anyways, but they're kind of dumb, so they're making it in all different kinds of places.
Okay.
So they're falling off. It's falling off, like the parts of the hive are falling off.
Yeah.
So the beekeeper comes, they're like, oh, there's a fallen piece of the hive. And they take it up. They take that piece of hive, so they're actually not breaking any hives of any sort. You know, it's just like broken pieces.
Just, yeah.
You put it in a cheesecloth, you put it in a boiling pot of water, and it just like melts, like everything
melts
inside of it melts.
Snacks.
Like, yeah. And then out in the pot, like now that you let it sit and it hardens, and that top layer is your beeswax.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But then you open up the cheesecloth and you see like bits of bees and like bits of things that got stuck in the hive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because bees die.
Right.
They're dead. Like
they
fall and they die.
Yeah.
And they get boiled and no.
Oh, my God.
So technically, yes.
Are you worried about the bees?
I'm a little bit worried.
Yeah.
Bees are sad.
Yeah.
They're sad.
Yeah.
It's a sad life.
They're,
I think it's they're on up, like they're going up.
Oh, are they?
Are they like on an upswing?
Okay.
I haven't heard
good.
Much about the bees.
I
now.
Haven't heard it recently.
So
I, like I, 2 years ago, everyone was worried
everyone was
about
like,
the bees.
Bees are dying.
Yeah, right.
But now it's like, woohoo,
we got
natural.
Bees.
Yeah, we got bees. Everyone has a bee, like bee farm now. Like, and seriously,
well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
chickens
why.
And bees. They
right,
have it
chickens
their,
and bees.
They have it in their farm. They have it in their backyard.
There's one around the corner from here.
Yep.
Yeah, they're just everywhere.
Oh yeah, my boyfriend's parents have chickens and bees.
Oh,
seriously, like,
do you use their beeswax?
I'm going to. They have
okay.
to like. They have to like.
They're
know.
Working on
they,
it.
They're tiny. You know,
they're tiny,
tiny little hive.
Tiny little hive.
But that would be super cool. Now that would be local and organic.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm all for
really
it.
Cool. Where do you get it now?
Just like an online,
okay.
like natural
yeah.
site.
Website. It's probably like a really poorly made website, right?
Oh,
yeah, but like they have a good
they're
product.
Always bad websites on there.
Yeah.
Oh but I think they just now switched. So they used to have a really bad website and now it's like new website.
Now it's
but
a
they
good
have
website.
Both. No, they have both, so you can order from both websites,
perfect.
Like the shitty one or the new
one. The upgraded one.
Yes. That's my life.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's that.
Dude, I want to make lipstick now.
You could.
Just
literally
like in my
anyone,
heart, I'm
anyone
like,
can
just
do it.
Like, just for fun, just once.
Yeah. Come on over. I have a kitchen table. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We should do a video or something.
Yes, that would be fun.
That would be really fun.
You can make your own color.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
A custom color.
I have all the colors. Yeah.
Shut up. Okay, what's your favorite color that you have made so far?
I'm trying to think what I wear the most. When I first made the lipsticks, I used to wear the purple the most. Like the sour plum.
I
used to wear like a dark purple for winter. Like that's fall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like dark.
Yeah.
And then I've switched to more of pink tones now.
Okay.
I don't know. Honestly, like lipstick reflects your mood. That's what they always say. It's like...
Yeah.
Lipstick is, if the eyes are the windows to the soul, the lips are the, oh my gosh, I don't want to even say the lips are the window to this, like, heart.
Heart, yeah.
Mood, window that. To the mood or, of your mood.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I'm feeling shitty, I wear dark lipstick.
Yeah, if I'm like, don't talk to me, yeah. I'll put on black.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of
no,
it.
No, I'm not. Yeah, exactly. Like, don't touch me.
Yeah,
don't talk to me. I'm moody.
Don't make
I'm
eye
moody.
Contact with me.
No, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. And when I'm feeling like cute, I wear pink.
Yeah.
Or when I'm
yeah.
feeling like happier, I'm wearing brighter colors.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's true for lipstick.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
That's my, and right now my favorite color is this like pinky.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I have a bright orange I just made too.
Okay.
For like summertime, which is like pretty poppin'.
That's really cool. I can't wear orange. I can't wear orange undertones or orange at all because of my skin tone.
Orange is hard.
Yeah, it's a hard one to wear. Like, are there any colors you can't wear? Or don't wear? Or don't like to wear, I guess.
I don't know.
You just wear it no matter what.
Yeah,
you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because like, who cares?
Yeah.
I just feel like
the orange. Orange just doesn't make me feel good.
Maybe you're not wearing the right type of orange.
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably
it. You could
put
it on, like, blot it.
But, like, a coral makes me look insane. I look like I look like a French prostitute.
I can believe it. Like it's hard.
I'm
hard
sex positive. I shouldn't have said prostitute. I look like a French sex worker.
There you go. That gets paid the right amount of money.
That gets paid a lot of money.
And to do what she likes.
It's fine.
She or he likes.
Exactly. What they like.
Do they
but
want.
But I look trashy what I should have said.
There you go.
I look like trash.
I don't think that's true. I feel like if you put your hair up and you put some lipstick on,
it's like
and
the coral. It's just like no.
I feel
Christine. What are you doing?
For me, it's like anyone can pull anything off, but sometimes yes, some colors can be like hard.
Well, do people say to you too a lot like I can't wear lipstick?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah,
I go to craft shows. I don't really wear lipstick.
I really can't.
I really
do
don't. It. And I'm like, well, you know, you never know until you try. Tried and I really don't like it. And I was like, okay, well, have a nice day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't get on my level. Walk away.
My
I don't know.
Favorite thing is when someone comes up or like I'm at a table and they go, so what makes you so special?
Shut.
They're like, yeah. So what makes your brand special? I'm like, well, I make it all. Melt it down, pour it, scent, flavor. Yeah. So like, long lasting or it's like all it's like natural,
yeah.
So like you can like, you know,
right.
kind of eat it right,
yeah.
and they're like, are these testers or oh yeah, that color, nope. Mm-mm.
And then so they're just like,
and they're like
deliberately
and they're like,
shitty,
yeah, and they're like, is this your card? Okay. My friend who wears lipstick will really like this.
Oh
but
my God.
You meet a lot of
You are embodying
people.
It right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You meet a lot of people that are just like, what kind of question is that?
Yeah.
And the other people that are like, they look at it and they're like, I'll take one.
Yeah.
I'm like,
okay.
Okay.
I will take your money, but
yeah,
like,
go
I'm
ahead.
Confused.
Do you? And they're like, and also my favorite, like, I just have so many stories, but you know, I'm the tart peach. So
yeah.
People think that my thing is peach flavored,
right?
And so I have sour plum, cherry,
yeah.
chocolate, a
yeah.
lot of things that sound like they're gonna taste like cherry or peach,
yeah,
or
yeah,
plum,
yeah. yeah.
And they come up and they like, I don't. Is this supposed to smell like plum?
Like, it doesn't.
I'm like,
not
no.
Markers.
I was like, oh, actually, I was like, no. These are vanilla essential oils here. It's vanilla essential. Oh, I hate when lipsticks smell like vanilla.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, well, you know, whatever.
Jeez, oh man.
I hate people. No. No, some people are really nice.
Yeah.
But some people can be like, have really, you know.
Like, consumers can be really up their own butts.
Oh,
can
yeah.
I say?
Oh,
how you say
everyone,
up their own butts?
Everyone has, yes. Oh, yeah. Everyone has their own opinion. And that's
yeah.
true. What is the, oh, I'm like, what is the saying? I'm like, always like that. What is the saying? Like, everyone has. It's like assholes, everyone has one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's like that. Yeah. Opinions are like
all
assholes. Everyone has one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. They do.
Yeah.
And so you can think what you want. You
right.
know what I mean? I'm not
right.
stopping you.
No.
Yes. Here's
like,
my card. Look me
yeah.
up online.
Right. Don't
talk to you later.
Maybe.
Email me. If I'm feeling like something is like going downhill,
yeah.
like I was talking to someone, I'm like, I do custom colors, by the way. So anything you want, any color you want, any scent you want, email me. And they're like,
oh,
bougie. I have money. Whoa. Turn this around.
Yeah.
Turn it around.
Yeah.
All about me.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the best way to make something, put it on them. Like, oh, well, yeah. I can do this for you.
Right. Exactly. This is all about, you're right. Yeah. I created this business for you specifically.
Yes, exactly.
This is for you.
Yes. Yes. Oh, this? No.
I wasn't even thinking about me.
What's your name?
No.
I'm Jordan. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Actually.
Your name? Mary? Okay. Yeah, this one, I can create a lipstick just named Mary.
Right. Just
I Mary. Will do it. Mary, it's vanilla. Vanilla, like literally it's the color of vanilla.
But when we do it custom for you, it can be lavender, bitch.
Anything
okay?
you want. Anything you want. Plucked from the field itself. Drizzled.
Oh my God.
Yep. Yeah.
I can't imagine.
But that's my life. So.
Yeah. Just mm-hmm. dealing with humans.
Bitches.
More often than not, I hope it's positive.
Yes, it is. Okay. No, of course, like sometimes the bad outweighs the right. good, for sure.
It's the more memorable.
It's like, ow.
What's the nicest compliment anyone's ever given you?
Oh my God.
About your lipstick. Or like just a nice thing
even know
that you remember.
Jenny of Jenny's Ice Cream.
Oh.
Like she's given me the nicest compliment ever. I mean, yeah. she randomly found me on Instagram. She bought my lipstick online, yeah. like got it, took it, put it on her lips and like just shot up the media with it. Like she was like, I didn't know anyone could even make lipstick. Like, and then the nicest thing that as anyone has ever done for me is that she posted a photo of this lipstick I made for her strawberry jam.
Yeah.
Like I made like a strawberry jam, strawberry flavored lipstick.
Oh my God.
Like a natural flavored lipstick.
For and so the she, strawberry jam.
Yeah. Cause she invited me to it after she got to know me.
Cute.
So I was like, okay, I'll do it. And so anyway, she posted a photo of me like wearing the lipstick and she was like, this is my favorite Columbus entrepreneur. I didn't even know anyone could make lipstick. And she's like, this is Jordan's my favorite or something. And so she like super supported me. And that was the nicest thing that anyone has ever done.
Oh man.
You know, like she's, that's was really
badass.
Nice. And so she wears my lipstick and she'll like
talk about it.
Yeah. Talk about it.
Blow it
so
up.
When I went to the Jenny's Jam, like everyone knew who I was because she
promoted it.
She promoted it like a lot.
Just out of the goodness of her own heart.
Yeah, which is really nice.
That is
amazing. I couldn't have asked for like a better promoter.
Yeah. Because
she started at my age making ice cream. So
right,
like
I'm
guessing she sees a little bit of me and
herself
a little bit of her and me. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's really cool. Did you see like a spike in sales and
for
social
sure.
media and stuff after that?
Social media for sure. Oh, yeah, I got lots of followers off of that because she did that. And I was like super grateful.
Yeah.
Freaking out like, oh my God. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's really cool.
That was the nicest thing.
Yeah.
For sure. And it's always going to stick with me. Probably over the bad things.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great.
But
so did you grow up in Columbus?
I grew up in London, Ohio.
I was like, oh, wow. Out of the sticks.
Yes. Exactly.
Is that where you're from, Billy? No. Not even close.
It's south, I believe, of Columbus, right? London?
It's west.
West? Okay.
Like,
I don't
directly
know where it's at.
West.
I'm northwest.
You know where Springfield? Like, Springfield. Yeah. It's like 10 minutes away from Springfield.
Well, I guess I'm just north of Marysville.
Okay.
So
not close.
Not
I don't
close.
Know.
Yeah.
I don't know where anything
it's
is
like
outside 30
minutes
of 270.
West. Yes, it is. So Columbus.
I'm from Northeast Ohio, though.
Oh.
So I'm just like not really familiar with
Canton? You from Canton?
No, I'm from Youngstown.
Oh, thank God.
Why? Did you have a horrible ex from Canton?
Yes.
I knew it.
No, I didn't. I did not have a horrible ex from Canton.
Just like
although
horrible.
Like everyone that went to Capital University was like from North Canton. From Canton.
I'm from Canton.
That's right.
And they
That's
were
correct.
Like up their butts about it?
They're like, yeah, they like love Canton.
That's my new favorite phrase.
Love Canton. Go Canton.
Okay.
But no, London,
like
Ohio.
Like Massillon.
And secret is that I was the homecoming queen of London High School.
Oh, my,
yes,
my.
That's right.
Well, we have royalty in the house.
That's correct. My mom and sister would, like, poop their pants if they heard me say it. If they heard this podcast and heard me say that.
They'd be like, wow, Jordan's really up her butt these days.
I am up my butt. For sure. Like, I don't care if it was 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
I don't care.
Homecoming queen.
I'll
talk about it nonstop. People voted for me.
Oh my God.
I was a prom prince.
Oh.
So I got about a good 3 months out of that before
I'm
was
still,
like, we get it.
No, I'm still there.
I was quite unmemorable in high school. I will say that. I was in the band. Got I was on it. The speech team.
Got it.
But now I'm a stand-up comedian. So you know what? Whatever.
Fuck
the speech
you,
team taught me well.
Yeah.
And people are always like, oh, you do comedy. That's cool. And I'm like, yeah, it fucking is.
Yeah, it is cool.
Wouldn't be as good at it if I wasn't on the speech team in high school.
I'm articulate.
I had board game nights. Yeah. Like, I was a loser.
No.
My wife was like a huge jock, cool kid. Mm-hmm. Always makes fun of me.
Oh.
But then I just started calling her a douchebag. So, yeah. Like, it evens out, you know?
Totally. Totally.
So you're from London? Okay. London, Ohio.
London, Ohio.
Okay. What was it like growing up there?
Very small.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just everyone knew everyone kind of town. It was like took 30 minutes to get to Columbus. So never left basically.
Yeah.
We had three restaurants.
Yeah.
Like a Bob Evans, a Los Mariachis, which is the best Mexican ever. And
perfect.
Then like one
Hardee's.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course Arby's and every other thing under the sun. That was it. Like we had a Kroger, a Walmart.
Yeah.
Now we have a Taco Bell apparently.
Wow.
But yeah, I don't go off.
Fourth
back.
Meal.
Yeah, exactly. But so it was very small.
I'm gonna get sued by Taco Bell. Yeah, out of here. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, how dare you.
So it was small, just
was
like small town life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask you if anything's off limits in this interview. Anything?
No.
Are you like private about anything?
No.
Okay. The thing that the reason why I ask is because I wanted to ask about your parents and if you're close with them or if you have a relationship.
Yeah, my dad still lives in London, but my mom lives in Gahanna now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they broke up actually day before my birthday.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like an omen.
Yeah, here
like,
we are.
Like, I literally, my birthday brings upon terror. June 9. It just happened.
No way. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But what happened this birthday? Oh, my sister was a bitch. Lauren, are you listening to me? You were a bitch. You might want to edit that out.
I thought
out.
You were going to be like, something horrible happened to her,
dun, dun,
but you're
dun.
Like, she was
no,
a bitch.
Lauren just, she had a little bit of an attitude on my birthday, and it hurt my feelings. She didn't get me a birthday gift.
Oh, no.
Nothing. She was mean.
No.
Very mean.
Sorry.
But earlier, like, my mom, like, left my dad a day before my birthday.
Oh, God. When was that? 2013. Okay. How old were you?
No. Was I 2013? Yes, it was. I just would have turned 19.
Okay.
Yes. So I just got out of like my first year of college.
Okay.
Basically.
Yeah.
And I was
that's
like,
a rough time.
Bougie. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like college.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. My mom took my sister and my dog and like took them and left my dad. So that was it.
Woof.
Yeah. So that's a huge bone of contention between my family.
Yeah.
But I still am in contact with my dad and my mom. Yep. See her all the time.
Okay.
My sister, I see her all the time too. She goes to Ohio State. So.
Oh, okay.
So sorry. The Ohio State University.
The Ohio State.
Couldn't forget the. Like no one knew what Ohio,
like you
whatever.
Didn't
Ohio
know.
State University.
Yeah.
Anyways, she goes there.
Okay.
She does that.
Yeah. She does that. She chose that.
My sister is a banquet manager. No, my mom is a banquet manager. Oh my God. Mom is a banquet manager. My dad is a retired electrician.
Okay.
A little bit about my family.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Did you have like when you were growing up, was there like a healthy dynamic in your household or was it like,
I would say like it was hidden under wraps.
Oh,
it was
really?
Like under wraps. Kinda.
Like the dysfunction was under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were more of like a sweep things under the rug family.
Yes.
That's how my family
for
was
sure.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
What kinds of things do you think why do you think your parents decided that they were like done?
Oh, my dad has tons of mental illnesses
that
he probably doesn't even like agree with or believe in.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had bipolar, major depression, which honestly, after talking with him, now that I'm older, I'm starting to realize things like, what is that? You know,
I
developed super bad anxiety after my parents divorced, not because of their divorce, but just, I just started growing into myself and understanding like what were these feelings were
right.
And realizing that my dad had a lot of those feelings and they labeled him mostly as depressed, but I think he was more anxious than depressed. And now over these years, he's been becoming more depressed, I guess, because of being labeled a depressed person, even though he was an anxious person. But anyways, he was on tons of medication and always trying to fix my dad, you know, nothing. Nobody ever knew what was wrong with him. But now understanding mental illness a little better, I can talk about it more, especially with him.
Yeah.
But anyways, he went through like electric shock therapy.
No
way.
Which
is like an extinct kind of thing, right?
Recently?
You would think a couple of years ago.
Stop
like
it.
Last ditch effort to try to fix this like mental insecurity or something. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. That's when things hit the fan.
Yeah.
In my family. I was gone. My dad was on electric shock therapy. And that's when things started to get crazy. My mom left. Yeah, it was insane. I didn't know that electric shock therapy still existed, but
it
does.
Either.
People, they still, you do it.
For?
They literally like fry your brain.
What?
Yeah. Basically, they told him that it was like restarting your brain. Like a computer. Like,
yeah.
Like a computer.
Yeah.
But he has no memories now. Like he doesn't remember anything. Like short term.
What?
Like barely long term.
Long term?
He can remember like some long terms.
Oh my.
But like he
gosh.
Can't remember if he watches a movie and then the next day can't remember if he watched that movie or not. Like doesn't remember. So if anyone's listening to this, I advise against electric
right.
shock therapy still. If that wasn't already something that you're against.
Wow.
But, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like reeling. I'm like, I don't even know where to go with this because I have so
either.
Many thoughts.
Yeah.
Like was that here in Columbus or mm-hmm. was it?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yes, seriously.
Sorry, I keep telling you to shut up. I'm
you
just like,
shut up.
Sorry,
shut
I can't.
Up.
I don't normally do that. I don't know
no.
what's going on.
Yeah, that's
oh
that.
Oh my God. It was in Columbus.
Yes.
Like at OSU?
Yeah, somewhere near. I don't know if it was OSU or not. Like, honestly, I can't remember. I'd have to ask because I don't
what
remember. But
kind of archaic.
He did it like 10 times or like it was 10 times that they like.
Was he just like so like ready for like a cure that he was like,
oh yeah,
yeah
he still wants a magic pill.
Oh
like
gosh.
that cures everything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like he, but now he's become agoraphobic and
oh,
all of
no.
this. It's like this weird thing, you know. My dad's only 50 years old, but
yeah,
he's not
yeah.
doing well, you
right.
know what I mean? And so
right.
my mom has a lot of animosity and my sister hates him and all this
oh,
stuff.
No.
Yeah,
it's hard when someone hurts you as a
oh, for sure.
as a result of their like illness
mm-hmm.
because it's still pain.
Oh yeah,
that you're experiencing.
Yeah, see, I see, understand it a little bit more than my sister because my dad was never truly mean to me.
Yeah,
like I was always kind of a bitch to him. You
yeah,
know what I mean, like fuck
you put
dad.
Up your walls.
Oh yeah,
sort of.
Like if he did anything dumb or was rude or in any type of way,
yeah.
I would just like. Shut him down.
Yeah.
My sister, not so much.
Yeah. She's
she was
more
a little
sensitive.
Bit more soft spoken.
Yeah.
And he kind of treated her like he was verbally abusive to her more than ever he ever was to me. So
yeah.
when I left for that year for college,
yeah.
that's when things started like,
oh.
Yeah.
Woof.
But yeah.
Jeez.
So
man.
My sister hates my dad.
Yeah.
So. Dad, sorry. I think she knows. I think
sorry.
He knows that he.
sorry.
I just won't send this to my dad or my mom. Or my sister.
Or any.
No, my sister knows. Like, she
yeah,
knows.
Yeah.
But.
She knows she was a bitch to you on your birthday this year,
she
too.
Was. Or, and you hurt my feelings. Like, really rude. Ouch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, what about your, like, extended family? Like, are they all in London?
Yeah. My dad's side of the family is in London.
Okay.
So, my grandma's still alive. My aunt. An uncle, both my dad has two brothers, so the two brothers and their wives are
yeah.
still there in London. And then
yeah.
my mom's side is basically all in Westerville. My
oh,
grandma,
okay.
Jackie, and then my two aunts, Aunt Carol and Aunt Kathy, and their husbands, and you know, my cousins.
Yeah.
And then my other one stray uncle lives in New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
like,
yeah,
you know, he's
just
like,
random,
he's out there.
The black sheep.
Yep.
Rogue.
He's out there
yeah.
doing something.
Something
he's doing like engineering.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna be like acid a
no,
lot.
No, he's not a druggie. Okay. Oh my God. No.
What about music? So you were you into music in high school?
Yeah, I did a lot of musical theater.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what roles did you play?
Oh, I was Millie and Thoroughly Modern.
Okay.
Thoroughly Modern Millie. I was
okay.
a Wicked Witch in
Wicked.
Wizard of No, Wizard
oh, the
of
Wizard
Oz.
Of Oz.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Wicked. We never do Wicked.
We could never afford it.
In London.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Of all places.
The Wizard of Oz is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh yeah?
Oh God.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Oh.
I'd have
it's
to like
so good.
Have to reminisce.
I used to watch it every day as a child.
Oh.
That's really cool.
But yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
And what else was I? I don't even... Oh, I was Ariel in Footloose.
Oh, cool.
And then in college, I was a Bad Idea Bear in Avenue Q.
Okay.
I was Roxy Hart in
yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah.
What was my last role? I don't even remember.
Do you still do theater?
No. No, I don't.
No.
I would like to.
Yeah.
Certainly. But like the job that I have now, I can't do evening rehearsals. And
oh, okay.
Honestly, like the musical theater scene near the end of my time at Capitol. Oh, I was in Cabaret. I was the main character, Sally Bowles.
Okay.
That was a cool role.
Yeah.
But honestly, towards my end of like being 4 years in that degree was just, it was like painstaking.
Yeah.
Because I love singing and I love acting and I love, you know, comedy. I love all the stuff, but
yeah.
The people in it were cutthroat, like really, ooh, really cutthroat.
Really?
Yeah. The girls, no matter what role I got, it was like, if I got a bigger role than them, it was always like that in high school too. And even in college, yeah. It like never goes away. It's always going to be that way. Like,
yeah.
Aww. Yeah. Like cutthroat. So I kind of was just like, I don't need this.
Yeah.
You know, I met David in a jazz band. I started to like jazz way more.
Yeah.
Once, you know, I've always liked jazz.
Yeah.
But the people in jazz, the jazzers, like were
the
so,
jazzers.
They were so nice. Like
yeah.
They like just were laid back.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
really wanted you to succeed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like musical theater. I don't think they really want you to succeed. I mean, like some people obviously do. You want to make it big, but everyone right. wants to make it big.
Right. Right.
So it's hard. In jazz, it's like you get to do you. You get to like,
yeah,
lay back, chill. Yeah. So I started to be happy in that kind of music.
Okay.
So Dave and I do a lot of like gigging out
okay.
in jazz.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Wow. What does he play?
David plays a keyboard, piano.
Okay.
Like bass.
Yeah.
Like keyboard, bass.
Oh, wow.
Synth stuff.
That's
he's in
cool.
a band. He does his own little thing.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
So you still sing?
Yeah, for sure.
That's great.
Actually, before I came here, I sang, which is like why oh. I'm like, my voice is a little tired.
Yeah.
We have a thing tomorrow that we're singing at, like a okay. cocktail hour or something.
Oh, fun.
That, yeah.
Where do you jazz. Have like any regular gigs that you do? Or nope. are they just like random?
Random, yeah.
Okay.
Mm,
can promote anything. Is anything coming up?
Mm,
oh,
no,
tomorrow.
Not for oh, tomorrow, but yeah. But it's like a private event.
Yeah, and this is like coming out probably mm-mm. in July. So if you have anything in August.
Anything in August. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, I have to.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But I'd like to get into theater again.
Yeah.
But probably not like
yeah.
pronto.
Right, right.
But yeah.
Have you ever taken an improv class?
No, but I probably would like it.
That would be fun. Well, it is fun. I've taken two at
yeah.
the Nest Theater.
Mm-mm.
It's in Franklinton now, but they're amazing and they're so fun. And improv is one of those things like similar to how you were talking about like musical theater
cutthroat?
Versus jazz.
Oh. No.
Improv, everyone is super nice.
Yeah.
In stand up, like often people are not nice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like sort of a similar.
I can see that.
I have a lot of friends in stand up now. Like I'm
sure.
not complaining about the scene or anything, but it's like a similar thing. Like people will be nice to you immediately in improv. In stand up, you like have to prove yourself.
For sure.
For like years. I mean, people won't talk to you for 2 years
mm-hmm.
until they see you out like regularly.
That's similar. Yeah. That
yeah.
improv is like you can be yourself.
Yeah.
You can be free.
They're
yeah.
so nice.
That's
so
yeah.
good.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I believe that.
What else? Anything else?
No.
I feel like I was going to ask you something else.
Like deep and emotional.
I know. I feel like we covered a lot. Do you have any questions, Billy?
Yes. Is there ever a color or something of the lipstick that you haven't been able to do that you've been wanted to that's been like too complicated or like too crazy to like produce?
Produce. Well, I know I was talking about like the beetroot lipstick. That's so hard. I mean, taking a beetroot powder and putting it with glycerin and many times I've like lit it accidentally on fire. Like... Because glycerin, like nitroglycerin, you know where that comes, like
oh,
that's
yeah.
like, yeah, it burns.
Talking about Fight Club now, what's up?
It burns, yeah. So it's hard, like the particles don't dissolve. Like that's what I was talking about, the whole like natural versus like just dies, like natural food, like just food dies because it's hard. It's hard to do when I don't understand it. Like I'm not a chemist.
Right.
I'm not a cosmetic chemist. I don't have a degree
yeah.
in cosmetic chemistry, so
yeah.
it's a bit harder. That sense, especially even researching online, I think you have to like really understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's hard. As far as like colors, I just don't want to make too outlandish colors because people won't buy it and or wear it.
Yeah.
So like I have a dark blue and a dark brown and, but like my greens don't sell as well. I mean, I can make them,
yeah.
but they just, people don't want to wear green lipstick.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever made a tie-dye lipstick?
I don't know.
No, the thing with that is, though, I've tried, like, okay. I want to make a 4th of July lipstick, which is, like, marbled.
Yeah.
I'm going to make, like, a marbled blue, red, and white.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you put it on your lip, it looks cool. When you put it on your lips, it turns purple. Or if you do like a tie-dye lipstick, it's going to be black.
Yeah.
Because the blend, the colors blend on your lips while you're putting it on.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So it's a little hard. It gets a little messy.
That is fascinating.
So yeah, it's finding a way to make it look cool on in the stick and on your lips.
Yeah.
Like the marbled.
Yeah.
You know, making a red and a white, like a red marble with a white swirl makes it pink. So you know it's going to be pink.
Right.
It's not going to be the same color pink every time you put it on because a different, like different weight of white that's in the lipstick.
Right.
It's a bit different. But yeah.
Wow.
It's about, yeah.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. Like I'd never thought I would be talking about lipsticks, but I've always loved lipsticks. So it's nice that I get to do something that I like to do.
Yeah. That is really cool.
Mm hmm.
Okay, can we make a custom color together?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It could be like a babe.
This
babe
is my
know.
Yeah.
BTK.
BTK is like problematic because it's like
what's
mind torture kill.
Oh,
have you heard of that serial killer?
Yes. Oh. Yeah,
I thought I was gonna have fun with it.
Hey, BTK.
When I started the podcast, I was like, I'm gonna make so many puns, and I was like, it feels dark.
Do it.
It feels dark. I don't know.
That means break time killer at our work.
Yeah,
because we're like, hey, we're trying to play Mario Kart. Get in here. We need a fork.
Oh.
Like,
oh. Everyone has a different.
Yeah.
I don't know. Different.
I don't
meaning
know. For it. I don't even. I don't think I use BTK and DK DTK.
Down to F.
That's the one acronym that I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Use constantly.
Yeah. Always.
Hey, what's up?
Need it always.
That's my memo or my signature on my text messages.
Also on my email too.
He's always ready to go.
DTF. All right.
But
this has been fun.
Yeah. It's
do you have
very
anything
fun.
Else? Anything else you want to say or talk about?
I don't think so. I mean, I love everyone. So thank you for listening.
Yay.
And thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. This has been awesome. I loved learning about the lipstick process.
Beeswax.
My mind is still blown from the bugs.
The bugs.
Me too.
I'd honestly have to like look that up.
Boiled bugs.
Look up. It is. It's
boiled bugs blood.
That's the same thing with, what is that? Oh God. Gelatin.
Yeah.
That's
isn't that
boiled? Boiled
bone marrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife won't eat marshmallows because she's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Same thing. It's like that's,
gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
Very gross. Same thing. Boiling bugs.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be an archaic kind of thing, like cool. But now that it's like mass produced, like where do you get those bugs?
Yeah.
Make them and harvest them and then like boil them?
I'm sure. Yeah. But like bugs. Bugs
like whatever. I know.
Bugs.
Whatever other bugs.
I know that bugs are important to our ecosystem. I know that. But also like
lipstick.
Especially the lipstick bugs.
You can come to my house and take all the bugs and use them.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't want
No. Do bugs have feelings?
They
just weird.
Do.
You know, like we live and we die and no one cares.
Yeah. I just
what's in your lipstick?
Dark.
And that's the end.
You're gonna have to put on a black shade for this one.
Yeah. It like talk about life. It's just it's like do you do whatever makes you happy because when you die you're dead.
You are dead.
Like literally you're dead.
D-E-D.
Who cares?
Like, just don't hurt anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well,
I mean, don't
you could.
Don't
sometimes,
bind, torture, or kill anyone.
I
that's
think
for
about
sure.
That too, though. I think about that. Like, why doesn't everyone just kill everyone? You know what I mean? Do you think about that sometimes? Because you can. Everyone could have a mass like.
The last time I thought about that. I had a panic attack in a movie theater.
For sure.
The Purge.
And then, it was during The Dark Knight with like the creepy clown dude, Heath Ledger. It's terrifying. And then I had to go on antidepressants.
Yeah.
So,
It's, it's
dark
weird.
As fuck.
You think about things and it's like, what is life? You know, just do, people complain all the time, you know, always complaining. But then you die.
Yeah.
And you... You don't complain. You can't complain anymore.
Right.
You're dead.
You're just dead.
That's it.
So, like, how does that reflect in your life? Like, what, like, are you just, like, always living in your yes?
Yeah, I'm, like, always YOLO.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, whatever. Like, whatever.
I appreciate that.
Do you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always like that. Like, you want to make lipsticks? Do it.
Do it.
Like, you want to start singing? Do it.
Do it.
You can do it.
I'm recording an audiobook.
You're doing it.
I'm doing it.
She's doing it.
We're all doing it.
So, like, it's just, you know... You live your life.
Yeah.
You don't know really what's going to happen.
You really don't.
You don't. You shouldn't judge. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't feel a certain way. You can feel a certain way about things, you know, but don't push it.
Don't push it.
Because you're going to die.
You're going to die.
You're going to die. Not now, not tomorrow, maybe tomorrow.
Have you ever had an inclination about how you think you're going to die?
No, never.
I have always thought that I'm going to die in a car accident. Always. My
whole for life. Sure. For sure. Sometimes when I'm like, oh, I'm getting in this car, I might die.
Yeah. Yeah. Jen and I, my wife and I almost got into a car accident that absolutely would have been fatal. Mm-hmm. 100%. But like, I swear, like, it, you know, those moments where you're mm-hmm. like, oh, something happened.
But you talk about that. Yeah. The universe is huge.
Oh, it's so weird.
I can even think about that.
Right?
Like particles and like, there's aliens.
There's definitely aliens.
There's so many aliens out there. But what we think we're special.
Yeah.
Like we think the Earth is flat.
Yeah.
The Earth's flat.
Right.
We live in our own universe.
What do you think is scarier, the ocean or space?
Mm-hmm. Space.
Space.
The ocean, you can definitely die in that thing too.
Absolutely.
You'll die there. You can die in space.
Yeah.
But space is like you're dead and floating and you'll never like
infinite.
The ocean, you'll wash up someday.
Right.
Or something will eat you and you'll be pooped out.
You'll be part of like the ecosystem.
You'll be part of the Earth, but space? Who knows? I hate that one movie where she's like it's gravity. Like floating. Yes, gravity. Any space movie freaks me out. Like literally any space movie put me in. Oh my God, what's that one with that one? Oh my God, that's really creepy. He's in like the fourth dimension. Interstellar. Oh my God, the fourth dimension.
I haven't seen it.
That talk about anxiety.
Black hole spoilers.
Really? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to watch it. Not that. It's
3 hours long.
I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm going to watch it.
Anyways, but it's just like terrifying. So I think as far as like my life, like my motto is just do you and do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Because life is short and things you can do now can be long if you want them to be long.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
But so make lipsticks, make just weavings.
Yeah. Oh, Sarah Harstein.
Sarah Harstein. Oh, I have her weaving. That's up, girl.
Me too. I have one in my bathroom.
Hey.
I made it.
Oh.
It's so beautiful.
Make your own weaving.
Yeah. Well, I went to a class.
She does
definitely
that.
Go to a class.
I should go to that.
Oh, you haven't gone?
I've never gone to a class. Oh. I have her. I have a weaving of hers, but I don't.
Yeah.
Never gone.
Oh my God. She's the best.
She's a babe to know.
Yeah, she is.
Hey, girl.
She was on the show. Yep. What up, girl?
Hey,
she's so fun. We're like friends now. Like, this is like the best. This is the best
mode of friendship.
This is the best thing ever. Because networking is really creepy and scary sometimes.
Oh, I can't do it.
And like walking into a room full of strangers is like horrible.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, what am I doing here? Like, you know, you just like lose all sense of like confidence.
I don't even like doing this. Yeah. You're just like, why am I doing this? Who is this person? Where's my life?
Right.
Why am I even here?
How do you get to know someone when you're like at a happy hour?
Because basically you're wanting something from them.
Right.
You're always going to be wanting something from someone. I feel like here I'm not really wanting. I'm just kind of just telling you about it. So I feel like that's probably a good way to start a friendship.
Exactly.
That's how
it's just fun. Yeah. I feel like inviting someone to be like, tell me your story. It's just like,
tell me your story.
Yeah. It's like a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like fun. And a lot of people haven't been interviewed before, which is why I asked you that. Sarah hadn't either. And I was like, all of these people are doing amazing things. Why aren't more people interviewing them?
Nope. Because they're in their houses tucked away in the dark.
They're not living their best lives.
Nope, they're not.
They're not. I think that the best thing that I've realized lately is if you don't want to be doing something,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Exactly. And the same with wanting to do something, do it.
Right. Yeah. If you want to do something, do it. But make sure that like you're in a space of wanting to
yes,
do things.
I agree with that.
And like
leave your job. If it's not do it.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Just go find something else.
I don't understand how people can stay in like unhappy relationships or unhappy anything.
Yeah.
If you're unhappy, you know you're unhappy. Leave. Yeah. Do something else.
Right. And sometimes it's like you just kind of have to see the forest for the trees mm-hmm. in a certain way. Like maybe you're not like happy in this moment, but you're like happy, capital H, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like that's sometimes hard to figure out
mm-hmm.
because life is like gray and not
for
black
sure.
and white. But like at the end of the day, like ask yourself, do I want to be doing this? If the answer is yes, do it.
Yep.
Keep doing it.
Just do it. Nike.
I'm glad we ended on this and not like, do you ever think about just like how people can kill each other?
I did say that. I wonder how. I mean, like just Why doesn't everyone just like commit suicide like all the time? Like everyone.
I don't know. I mean, there's enough like there's enough like sadness and pain.
There is, but yeah. Honestly, I think life is there's a lot of things. It's just like you can talk about hours about that.
I know.
But yes, you should live. You should be alive. You should be doing things, be yeah. making things.
Yeah.
Producing things.
Right. Right. Do it.
And that's I guess it's still kind of dark.
Yeah, I know.
You brought it back to a dark place.
Sorry, I did it.
How are
puppies.
Not- I like dogs.
Puppy parties.
Oh my gosh. I'm crying. Look, tears like a drip. Insert dripping sound.
Sometimes I do think that dogs are the only good thing about this world.
Oh, for sure. Dogs are super nice.
Yeah, they're the best.
They're just the best people. Dogs. Human dogs.
Yeah, they really are. Dogs are people too.
They are. Dogs are beautiful.
Oh my god. Now we're just chatting. See, this is the stuff that like
that's a good podcast.
Yeah, that's a that. Yeah. But sometimes it turns into like this is nonsense. Like what are we talking about? But this is good. This is like
this is
good
like
conversation.
Chatter.
Yeah.
This is good. Chatter.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I loved it.
Loved it all.
We should do a video.
Yeah.
I know a guy who does videography. Do you do videography?
I have an iPhone and the capabilities to upload to YouTube. So yes.
Wow.
And a green screen. So yes.
Woo!
Heck yes!
I do them
me
videos.
Me too.
Look out.
I have a friend.
Instagram Live.
Them. Yeah.
I do a friend. I have a friend. I do a friend. I have a friend.
Hey.
Who, he like videotapes like skateboard videos.
Oh,
like
on the skateboard?
People on
yes.
a skateboard.
That's
he,
neat.
Like, I thought you were saying when you said he videotapes skateboard videos, like he videotapes the people videotaping the skateboarders.
No.
He's cool. He's a
deep.
Cool dude.
Yeah.
He's deep.
He's a, yeah, that's a good job.
Once again, go you.
Go you. Do you.
Do you.
Yeah.
Anyway. Your best self. But yeah, videos are cool. You do something with lipsticks, right?
Yeah, I do like a watch your mouth video, but I'm just like a gross mess right now. So I feel like when we do that video, we should also do a watch your mouth video.
Okay. Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah. They're just funny. They're just dumb. They're like, they're lipstick reviews for lipstick lovers who also love snacks. So like.
Oh, so it has to be long wearing.
Well, not really. Not really.
I think it would be funny if you ate it and it got all over your face too.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I did a video with like wings and then a NYX like just. Like shitty like liquid suede thing.
That's yeah, people love that stuff.
Got all over my face. It was like my whole face was blue. It was gross. But it was funny. You know, like that's that's what matters.
Make
to
people
me.
Laugh.
Yeah, that's what matters to me. And people like it. People are, you know, it became a thing because I was in a comedy show/hot dog eating contest. And I had like a
lipstick
I know. I had a MAC lipstick on and it lasted the whole time. I had to eat 4 hot dogs. It lasted the whole time. And I'm like not sure what's in it.
Who knows?
But it did make it
something
through 4 hot dogs. So that's why I started doing them in the first place.
That's nice.
So they are like long wear videos, but there's more to lipstick than long wear.
It's very true.
Much more. So
no,
it
is exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And some lipsticks too, like will last even through a meal, like you said, 2 meals.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Burn it now.
Yeah.
Wish there was a little camera on the microphone. I just look at my mouth the entire time.
Wait, can I do like a little? I'm just gonna pretend like we're still like. I guess we are still podcasting.
Haven't hit stuff yet.
I'm just gonna. I'm just gonna do. I'm gonna do like a little.
I'll totally
like a little Insta story, like just like pretend like
hey,
you're talking.
I'm talking into this microphone and it's pretty awesome.
Oh my god!
I'm the best.
Woo!
Follow me.
Yeah. I love that story about Jenny. That's so sweet.
Who's Jenny?
Jenny Bryn Mawr.
Oh.
Cut that out, Billy.
I was like, no.
You were legit, like, looking at me and I was like, who's Jenny?
No, I was thinking J-E-N-N-Y.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, when did you talk about, I was thinking Sarah. Like, Sarah.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't think her name is Jenny.
No.
Is her middle name Jenny?
No.
Yes, Jenny Bryn Mawr.
Yeah, yeah.
Go Jenny with an I.
Yeah. Yes. That's really sweet.
She's so sweet.
That's good.
Can you ask her if she can make like a lactose-free Buckeye steak?
Oh, she has a vegan one.
Okay. Billy has a craving, but also a horrible stomach. So,
Oh no.
Yeah, they just came out. They have in three Ohio locations. I think the one in Clintonville has a vegan option that they're trying out. It's like a chocolate vegan duder.
Nice.
So that doesn't apparently taste like coconut. So
that works.
That's what someone said.
Yeah.
Check it out.
That sounds good. All right.
You done?
We're done. We done.
Fiend. We done.
Billy's got to get back out to wherever the fuck he lives. Marysville.
Oh my God.
Way the fuck
you
out.
Drive up
in
there?
The middle of nowhere.
Up and out.
Up and out. It's like 45 minutes for yourself.
That's a long drive.
That's a long drive.
I don't want you to be like, oh, you're off tomorrow. But still.
Hashtag, where's your other producer?
I mean,
he's just, I know. He's, I don't know. Bye. He's been like going through.